Paralympians Regis Woods and Marshall Zachary share a similar outlook in the face of adversity.
Just control what you can control. Don't worry about the rest.
You got to take advantage of every opportunity that you possibly can take advantage of and control what you can control.
The advice came from a source that the two athletes share. Their coach, Tony McCall. The three Marion County natives made the trip to Tokyo this August for the 2020 Paralympic Games. McCall accompanied Woods, who is a bilateral amputee who competes as a sprinter and a long jumper, to the Rio Paralympic Games in 2016. Woods says the moment was a turning point for both of the men.
My dream came true and his came true in 2016. He expected to be there as a competitor, but he got named to the team as a coach.
The pair met before McCall even knew what the Paralympic Games were. But over their nearly 8 years together, the two have continued to learn about the sport and one another.
Tony is more than just a coach. He's a life coach. He's a friend. He's just real. And you can't ask for a better person.
Marshall Zachary is a sprinter and first-time Paralympian. In 2017, he was approached by Woods and McCall in an Ocala gym. The pair offered to train him.
It meant a lot to me just to see that, even though, you know, it might not happen as fast as you wanted something to happen for you, that somebody also could see your talent and your worth and bring it out of you.
Zachary's training began that afternoon. In Tokyo this year, he says his coach kept him level-headed.
As a lot of us as athletes, we can outthink our own self out of our own race. But sometimes to have a coach or somebody that knows you, that can just sit on the backside and be like, all right, just calm down.
McCall says 30 minutes before Woods and Zachary raced in Tokyo, he gave them each a compelling reminder.
All the possibilities that you ever could dream of are still attainable. Mm-hmm. But once this race is over, whatever the results are, those will be the results forever.
McCall says his dreams adjusted over the course of his career as he transitioned from being an athlete to a Paralympic coach. Watching Woods work with his prosthetics changed his outlook on life.
He pretty much carries around a small tool belt to do work on his legs. But again, if you're not in the sport or around somebody who has a prosthetic, you would never know that.
McCall says he plans to make Marion County the hub for adaptive sports, where he will train the next generation of Paralympians.
My involvement with Paralympics is more so to give people who may be under the radar an opportunity to shine in a field that could be everything from a regional success all the way to international success, and give that confidence that they may otherwise not gain in other parts of their life.
Avery Lotz, WUFT News.